chicken wing mixed with ice cream.
Oh,
oh God.
I figured it'd just be flavored, not even bits of chicken in it. I can't really see from here.
Oh my God.
Oh, the bees, hot pot.
No.
Bees and medical needles.
The mug.
Oh, the I've seen shit like that before. That's terrible. That's so bad.
Amazing.
I'm really happy with that NEP 10th anniversary mug I got. It's nice.
I need to get one of those.
Oh, I need to get an IKEA shot. I keep saying I will, and one day I will, but yeah.
You know, and IKEA. So the IKEA Sharks problem is they don't sell them everywhere, and they're usually sold out because they're so fucking popular now.
I think they sold them at the IKEA near where I live. They were in stock last time I checked.
Well, fuck you.
Maybe I'll send you one if you're nice.
Nah. Yeah, so Dukes, the 10th anniversary mugs might be completely sold out.
Rip. Let me go see.
It doesn't show will be restocked, but let me check the product page itself.
If that's the if I do already have a net mug, so
I figured. Yeah, it doesn't say it'll be brought back, so you're probably stuck with that.
It's fine. These Hot Pocket edits are fantastic.
So many of them are so fucking cursed.
Hot Pockets, Cold Pockets. By the way, Kef, you would know. So, like, what's the deal with VVV2 Neo? Like, is it out in Japan?
I actually haven't checked yet. We can both just check right now, actually.
Yeah.
Release date, August 6th, 2020. Yeah, it's been out for a while, apparently.
Like, I haven't heard anything about it, which does not bode well.
I mean, you would think that localization wouldn't be so much of it, impacted by Corona. It's something you can just do at home quite simply. It still just says 2021 release date for NAEU eventually. I forgot that there's going to be quite a few VTubers in there.
Oh my God, there's a fucking... They're doing limited edition with the soundtrack on vinyl?
Oh no, no, Dukes,
oh,
no.
Oh, it's Ogre. What can I do? The game, unless the game is like absolutely shit. Like,
hold on. Are they doing that for the NA special edition too?
Yeah.
Okay, because there have been cases where the EU special edition or collector's edition will get something really fucking nice, but then the US one's just like garbage.
Yeah.
Same price, but absolute fucking garbage in comparison. I hate it.
Yep, I hate that shit too. But no, we get the vinyl OST.
I'm sure you'll love that. I'm sure at this point you can probably look up some gameplay videos on YouTube to see if you'd like it or not. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of in particular. Xenoblade getting a really great special edition for EU, but then the US was fucking nothing. I was pissed.
God, I won't linger on this topic because I know Shami's hate it, but I was actually really impressed with the like cast of VTubers they got for this game. Like, I thought they were just gonna make them up, and it was like, no, like Hololive is in it. I was like, oh, okay.
We got all these other things, and yeah.
And given how long ago they started development on this, I think they did a good job of like calling the popularity of it.
That's that is a very good point. This game probably had to have been in development for. Well, shit, it is Idea Factory. They do reuse a lot of assets, but they can't really do that for some of this stuff. So at least it probably took them at least a year and a half of development, if not 2 years. I'd say a year and a half, given that they have Hololive in there. And it released in August 2020, so that would have put them back in the early 2019, I guess.
So it's being called Virtual Stars in the US. What was the Japanese version?
Just VVV2, yeah.
Okay.
Weeb, weeb, weetune.
Weeb, weeb, wee. I don't even see any gameplay. Like, I'm looking at videos, and it's all, like upcoming shit. Let's see.
Yeah. Someone said, go ahead.
The Compile Heart VTuber was playing it, and it's all just like a fucking circle. The virtual YouTuber plays a video game where the video game players are playing with virtual YouTubers.
Yeah. Yes. Someone said Xenoblade X Switch port Doko. I fucking wish. I actually, so to be fair though, Xenoblade X emulates better, or Xenoblade Cross, I guess it's supposed to be called. It emulates better than the original Xenoblade. It's insane how much better CMU is at emulating certain things than Dolphin is, despite Dolphin's maturity comparatively.
Oh, is that just like different architecture, or?
So no, actually, CMU, the Wii U was the last of Nintendo's. Well, I guess it's just the previous one. Even the GameCube through the Wii U all used PowerPC processors. That's the reason why the Wii U was able to just have a Wii virtual system. That's the reason why they were able to get games to run backwards compatible, was they just ported their OS over to a virtual environment, basically on the Wii U, and they could use the same hardware and had the same system calls by doing that. But I think it's just the fact that the emulation development has come a long way from the time that things like PCSX2 and Dolphin started. So they have more insight on how to do things from the start. Whereas Dolphin and PCSX2, they are relatively garbage. PCSX2, definitely. Dolphin is pretty decent for the most part, but it has its issues.
Hmm.
So I imagine that's probably it.
Interesting. I haven't really been involved in emulation that much. I mean, I have PCSX2 for Silent Hill 2. That's about it.
Well, see, Shami, that's the thing. PCSX2 works fine too, for the most part. There's relatively few games that have issues that make them unplayable. Ratchet and Clank and Jak and Daxter, for instance, they were just done by developers that really figured out how to take advantage of the hardware, so the poor coding of PCSX2 now is coming back to bite emulators in the butt. But other games, you know, they run fine, like Ace Combat. It took them a while, but that runs fine now. And I'm pretty sure the Persona games would run just fine. Dolphin does work relatively great, but there are games similar to games on the PS2 for PCSX2 that just kind of kill it. And Xenoblade ended up being one of those games with its shaders, and it actually crashed on me a few times trying to emulate it.
Audible Dougal ASMR. Okay, fellas. I have been having a lot of fun tonight, but I think I need to go pass out.
It's almost 5 a.m. for you, poor Dougal.
Yeah, but this has been great. I love doing these, even when they keep me up way later than I should be awake. So anyway, thank you two for calling in. Any final parting remarks before we call it?
Your wife is shit.
All I want to say is I love all of you forever and ever and ever. And Oyasumi,
thank you, Aussie Guko. You've been great.
Thank you.
May your truck be well fueled and may your roads be well paved.
Yeah, well, I'll end up paving most of them, so I'll make sure they're good. All right.
All right. Well, Kath.
All right.
Anything before we go?
You're all faggots. Your waifu is shit. I love you. Good night. Oyasumi.
Good night. Oya. Well, Shamiko, it is that time of evening. Thank you all for sticking with me on this incredibly long journey.